Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science. Today I'm talking about archaeology, and in particular about Neanderthals. Until recently, Neanderthals were thought of as separate from and inferior to our prehistoric relatives. More recently, archaeologists have found things that change the picture. Here's a new example. 5,000-year-old string found in the French Neanderthal site, 13 April 2020, on the BBC website. A piece of 50,000-year-old string, the oldest yet discovered, found in a cave in France, has cast a further doubt on the idea that Neanderthals were cognitively inferior to modern humans. A study published in Scientific Reports says a teeny 3-ply cord fragment made from bark was spotted on a stone tool discovered in the Abri du Mara French archaeology site. It implies that Neanderthals understood concepts like pairs, sets, and numbers. Twisted fibers provide the basis for clothes, bags, nets, and even boats. Neanderthals, whose species died out about 40,000 years ago, are already known to have made birch bark tar, art, and bead shells. They also controlled fire, lived in shelters, and were skilled hunters of large animals and deliberately buried their dead in graves. Typically, archaeologists and paleoanthropologists only find faunal remains of stone tools at the sites like Abri du Mara. Perishable materials are usually missing, but the team of researchers from France, the U.S., and Spain discovered a fragment cord adhering to the underside of a 2.4-inch long stone tool. The cord, believed to have been made with the inner bark of a conifer tree, was approximately 6.2 millimeters long and half a millimeter wide. Three groups of fibers were separated and twisted clockwise in an S-twist. Once twisted, the strands were twined anti-clockwise in a Z-twist to form a cord. The study, whose author was Bruce Hardy of Kenyon College in Ohio, concluded that the production of the cord demonstrated that Neanderthals had a detailed ecological understanding of the trees and how to transform them into entirely different functional substances. The production of the cord also implied a cognitive understanding of numeracy and concept-sensitive operational memory, according to the study. That's because it required keeping track of multiple sequential operations simultaneously. Given the ongoing revelations of Neanderthal art and technology, it is difficult to see how we can regard Neanderthals as anything other than our cognitive equals as modern humans, the study said. Okay, here's my take on this. We used to think that Neanderthals were separate from we modern humans, maybe mostly, but some of us have Neanderthal DNA in our genome. We used to think that Neanderthals were inferior to us. Every time a report like this comes out, the premise weakens. Now I will say that if you find Neanderthal DNA in me, I'll be okay with that. Who knows what archaeologists might find next? Maybe an ancient remnant of a cardigan sweater or tassel cap buried with a Neanderthal grandma. Or maybe some wall from one of their caves talking about how snooty Homo sapiens are. Time will tell, but that's it for this time. I'll be back with more bits of science, but for now, goodbye.